Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Another pleasant morning, I suppose, across a big part of the Midwest. We do have cloud cover, though, across portions of Ohio and southeastern half to two-thirds of Indiana, over most of Michigan, and also down into Kentucky. Everybody else has mostly fair conditions. The temperatures are not nearly as cold as they were yesterday in some areas. We're looking at teens and 20s in the western Corn Belt, mostly 20s and 30s in the eastern Midwest. And precipitation is limited to a few spits and spats of both rain and snow being reported in parts of Ohio as well as portions of Kentucky. Well, this precipitation today is headed out of the region. We don't expect to see much in the way of significant moisture for the rest of the day. That doesn't mean that we're out of the woods. The lower parts of the Midwest will be seeing some rain development beginning tomorrow. Actually, it could begin overnight tonight in a few spots in the far southwestern portions of the Corn Belt, but I think for the most part it'll be during the day tomorrow. We'll see some light rain develop across central and southern Illinois, portions of Missouri, Kentucky, the southern half of Indiana, and probably southwest and south central portions of Ohio. As we get late in the day, there'll be a little better low pressure system developing out in the central plains. That the low pressure system will head eastward and will spread more rain back across the lower parts of the Midwest. That will occur as we go into the day on Friday. Most of the region south of the Great Lakes region will get at least a little bit of precipitation from this event. Areas down near the Ohio River will probably see quarter to three-quarter inch totals. Some local amounts may be coming up around an inch. The precipitation is certainly not welcome. That area has been plenty moist recently. Field work will continue to be on hold. And it looks like the northern parts of the Midwest are still poised to see a generally dry weather pattern as we go through this next 5 to 7 days. There will be another disturbance that will show up in portions of the Midwest as we get out a little bit later in time. First, we'll have a little frontal boundary that will race across the region Sunday into Monday. That event will produce very little precipitation outside of the Great Lakes region. And a surface high pressure center will settle into the region as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. And as that high pressure system begins to abate, we may open the door for another opportunity for some precipitation to develop across the region. The confidence is a little bit low. It'll probably be in the second weekend of the two-week outlook, however. Well, the temperatures across the region don't look too bad for this time of the year. We are expecting to see highs work their way back up into at least a little bit more of a seasonal range of 30s and 40s north and 40s and 50s south. This will take place as we get into the Friday through the weekend period. The next 2 days, though, will be a bit cooler than that. We'll look for 20s and 30s in the northern Midwest and 30s and some 40s occurring in the south. There'll be probably a few teens in the upper portions of the Midwest. Down in South America, it still looks rosy for most of the key crop areas. A little bit of drying will occur in the northeast and southwesternmost portions of Brazil. None of that is going to fester into a major problem, with the exception of maybe a few of the northeastern locations. We'll keep an eye on that. But the minor production area, Argentina, it will see some erratic rainfall over the coming week. Some of the western parts of the country have already firmed up a bit, and some timely rain will be important in that area. Some of the computer forecast models have suggested western Argentina will get some timely rain coming up in the coming week, especially this weekend, but I'm not real confident that everybody's going to get rain, so we'll keep an eye on that. The rest of Argentina is doing relatively well, although there is concern about wheat quality in some areas of Buenos Aires. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.